Leaders of Native American tribes in Connecticut are trying again to make the teaching of their history a mandatory part of the public school curriculum. WSHU's Davis Donovan has details.
Rodney Butler is the chair of the Mashantucket Pequot, one of the state's five Native American tribes. He says Native American history is the history of Connecticut. Dozens of tribes lived in the area. They had their own politics, ecology, and cultures.
But also the real story about the interactions between the colonists and the natives and how that shaped the landscape, not only here in Connecticut, but over the entire country.
Like the Pequot War in the 17th century, colonists in the Connecticut River Valley massacred the Pequot tribe.
It culminated with the Treaty of Hartford in 1638 that said that Pequots no longer existed, we couldn't speak our language, and we were divided up into slavery. In 1638, right? This was the first major conflict between colonists and Native Americans in North America.
Butler says the time is right to teach history. This year has seen statues of Christopher Columbus come down in Connecticut and elsewhere. He says that's a start.
Until we educate people, they're never really going to know why it's offensive or why that statue shouldn't be up. So it's just simply a symbol of it without understanding.
State Senator Kathy Austin proposed the bill. Austin's district includes the Pequot's tribal land and the land of the state's other federally recognized tribe, the Mohegan. Both tribes backed the bill, along with leaders from the state's three other tribal organizations. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.